trout. Humans love to be by the water. Whether river or lake, seaside or stream, there is something special about being by the water. Somehow it seems to calm and to soothe, to invite us to reflect. It's easy to get absorbed as we watch clouds and overhanging trees mirrored by the shape-shifting movement of the water. But we rarely pause to ponder what lies underneath. Only the sound of a splash in the surface will alert us to the life beneath. When we see the rings of concentric ripples circling out, when we wonder what went there. The rings of ripples might just be a trout catching a caddisfly who has paused on the surface, unaware of its pending demise. Trout are opportunistic feeders. They gobble up anything that offers up a little protein, mainly all the insect life that flits about above or in the water. Trout are part of a food chain that begins with the photosynthesizers. From tiny photosynthesizing phytoplankton to big green plants growing away underwater, these are the first rung on the food chain, converting the sun's energy to carbohydrates, even underwater. There are dozens of species of beautiful little mayflies and caddisflies, stoneflies and tiny freshwater shrimps, all abundant in healthy rivers and lakes. Each have their own unique habitat niche among the underwater world of rocks and pebbles, underwater mosses and tall green plants, gravels and muds, all the many physical components of a freshwater ecosystem. Well oxygenated water is necessary for many of our river dwellers, though nutrient pollution depletes the water of its oxygen and allows for a more limited diversity of life. In a healthy aquatic ecosystem, underneath the ripples, different strands of the food web weave together in a rich and interdependent web of aquatic life. Salmon and trout feed on the invertebrates, and the fish in turn are eaten by herons and cormorants, by otters and mink. We humans are also a predator on the trout, though most of the fish in rivers and lakes nowadays are caught and released again. Just about now, the fishing season is coming to a close, and anglers have to leave the trout as they journey upriver to spawn. Trout, like salmon, lay their eggs among the gravel beds of well-oxygenated waters, often, though not always, in the same places where they themselves were born. Both sea trout and brown trout swim upstream to spawn. For a long time, it was thought that the sea trout and the brown trout were different species. But now, with modern genetic analysis, we know that despite the very different appearance and traits of brown trout and sea trout, they are in fact one and the same species. The ones that go to sea change to a silver colour, so they blend better in the seawater and have a better chance of survival. The ones that stay in a river remain brown, that they may go unseen in the river water and perhaps escape the jaws of a predator. Sea trout will have spent a year, or several years, feeding out at sea, fattening up on little fish before coming home to spawn. Brown trout, on the other hand, stay their whole lives in rivers and lakes, feeding on the invertebrate life, never venturing out to sea. Trout can take many different forms. So much so that not long ago it was thought that there were as many as 50 different species of trout in these islands. They're able to change to suit the different circumstances. And precisely because they are so adaptable, they were among the first fish to colonise Irish rivers and lakes after the end of the last great ice age, along with salmon, eel and lamprey. Because they're happy in salty seawater, they were able to find their way here soon after the ice thawed and the rivers and lakes started to flow. Once they swam upstream, they were perfectly happy in the cold, sweet waters of the many rivers and lakes that had already developed in the post-glacial landscape. For thousands of years, trout were among a select few species of fish who would have had little competition in the fresh, clean waters of Ireland and ample supplies of insects to feed on. Then began the adaptation, giving rise over a few thousand years to the most genetic variation of any invertebrate species. There is more genetic variability among trout in Western Europe than there is between the entire populations of the human race. Trout have double the number of chromosomes that we humans have. Brown trout and sea trout are clearly an adaptable fish. They change their look to fit in. Silver in the sea, brown in river and lake, taking whatever food is on offer, changing their habits to suit their habitat. The only thing they really need is clean and well-oxygenated water, a healthy habitat with a thriving array of life. And that isn't really asking for much.